Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. It's a new year, new me, new Rashida. Yeah. This is an exciting one for us. We have something new for you guys. We did a recap of 2023. You don't want to miss that. Rashida gave us a book recommendation and we have a movie recommendation for you. It was a fun one because we're just coming back. Tune in and find out. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. This is our first episode of 2024.
Hey.
Hey, you sis.
Welcome.
I miss you, my sis. Mm-hmm. I take visual Rashida. Hug.
Can you imagine? Take your visual hug. Oh, no. It's the beginning of the year. I'll collect the hug.
What are you doing? You can't even pretend for a minute.
No. It's good to be back. You
know, just 1 minute.
You've had enough break. Mm-hmm. Nobody has disturbed you for the past how many weeks?
No.
So please, let me... I'm sure you missed it, Rashida. Talk through.
I said this year I'm going to come gentle, quiet, easy. Mm-mm. And now you just came. I gave you visual Mm-mm. hug. You don't want my visual hug. I take my visual hug back.
But I collected it now.
After you said
it wasn't a sincere one in the first place.
It was a sincere one. Take your visual hug.
See, no grief for anybody this year. Or you don't know our slogan.
Our slogan this year is no grief for anyone.
No grief for anyone.
How are you doing? How are you feeling, you sis? How are you? How's your holiday?
Fine. Alhamdulillah. It's a brand new year. So far, so good. So far, I'm loving it. See,
yeah.
Me and Kichua, there's this Hausa adage. Juma me chau tendeka laraba akan ganita. This 2024, inshallah.
They say, let me interpret
Isa,
it for you.
Yeah.
Inshallah. They said, how do they put it? No, wait, I want to say it the way they say it.
You're not going to give us headache with your
I'm not, seriously.
That was what you did last year.
No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. But you know this, you said Hausa, there's a Hausa saying that says that. I never knew there was a Hausa saying that says that. I only knew when they say that the weekend that will be sweet is for Monday. We used to know a weekend that will be sweet. So I've heard that one, but I never knew there was a Hausa saying about that. So it's the same thing, but I didn't know.
Were you living under the rock in the north?
Yeah.
Let me tell our beautiful. Imagine, Rashida's from the north and she doesn't know this saint.
I didn't know.
You can get everybody kitchen.
Hey, I grew up in the barracks. I'm a barracks babe. You see, you've started. What did you Barachi. Do? What did you do during the holiday? What was your New Year night like? Teleporting into 2024. What were you doing that night?
Honestly, or you want me to joke around?
No, honestly, seriously, what were you doing?
Well, for me, it was like a time for reflection, you know, because I know the year to come is going to be better. So what I did was after 12, I slept for a bit because I wanted to wake up, pray, and all that. So that was what I did. Reflection, thankful, you know, but most importantly, reflection, praying for a better 2024, better self and all that. So that was it for me, seriously. Okay. But if you want me to tell you my New Year resolution,
not New Year after 1 week,
you've broken everything.
I just wanted to know what you were doing, like transitioning and teleporting.
That was what I was doing.
You didn't go to see the fireworks?
No, but in Abuja, a lot of people were posting in their WhatsApp status. There were a lot of fireworks.
They're seeing it virtually.
I don't like noise like that, Rashida. So if I will be...
Yeah, I
if
feel
I'll
you.
be there, maybe I'll be like far from the crowd unless I'm with my crew and all that.
Yeah.
So, but it was nice. There was a lot of fireworks as I was
Yep.
reporting live on people's status. That's how I saw it.
Previous years, I used to get excited about fireworks, but funny enough, I'm getting old, though. I'm really getting old. This year, I wasn't really that excited to like see the fireworks. From my window, I could see some from here, so I didn't. And it's cold, and I can't even. People were going
Oh,
out London Bridge and stuff to go see it. I can't.
that was what I wanted to ask you.
It
The, I
can't be
think
me.
the newest countdown happens at London Bridge, right?
Yeah.
They do
You
the
have to
countdown
get a
there.
ticket, £20. It was sold out. I could hear the noise, fireworks going, pa 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 pa. I was in bed. I just said, I can't be bothered.
Wow.
I opened the window. I saw some. I said, okay. At least I witnessed it. So yeah, alhamdulillah. That was how I spent the day.
But have you noticed there's this calmness that came with it? I don't know if it's only me.
I don't know. For me, I don't know if it was
Did you
calmness,
notice that?
but I was just scared. I went into this year
I think
like
that's the word I
scared
can use to describe what I
because I'm
felt.
just thinking, okay, now it's a new year. I'm scared of like I'm just scared of the unknown, like what's going to happen. Thoughts were coming into my brain. Like I'm just like, yeah, Allah, make it easy for all of us this year. Let this year be our best year yet, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. I know it's a new year, Yusis, but I just wanted us to do a quick recap about last year, a recap of the year that was.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's remember the year that was a
Well,
little bit. Let's remember 2023. I know it was a terrible year for some people,
23.
but there are some people that 2023 was
You
their
remember our
best.
last guest?
Yes, our last guest.
Best year ever since
Yes.
you remember our last guest,
Our last guest
Farida
is
of
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah,
She
she's
said a lot of people that she met or she
really
spoke with or she knew that
Yeah.
2023
Yep.
showed them shege,
Yeah, and
using her exact words.
remember I said that we can't all be in the same boat. I've seen somebody that have said that 2023 was like the best year since they gave birth to him, the best year of his life.
Was 2023.
And I'm sure there are so many people that we agree that 2023 was the best year of their life.
Yeah,
So,
but if you are in Nigeria,
yeah.
Kai, if you are in Nigeria, the chances of 2023 being your best year are very, very slim. No. We're being honest.
Yeah,
The
I know.
chances are very slim.
It's very sweet. So, Yusis, let's do a recap of the year. Let's see how well you remembered your 2023.
No problem. Shoot, 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 shoot.
January, we had election preparation. You remember that?
I do. Send the academia. 2023 election. 2023 election.
Look at it.
Oh
It
my God.
has
Let
come
this thing
and
come and
passed.
go.
Can you imagine? And we are talking about it 1 year
And we don't
later
dey
now.
feel
And we are
him. You don't
feeling
feel
it.
it.
In February, remember LOP 74, LP 75,
75.
LP OB
76. OB.
70.
OB one name. Nigeria is a country of crews. No, but wait, one second. Kizan, this sense of humor that
Yeah.
God has blessed Nigeria with
It's what
is
is
what is
keeping us
keeping us
going.
woke.
Yep,
If not,
I totally agree with that. It's what is keeping us
if
going.
not the rate of suicide,
Oh my
Rashida, in
God.
Nigeria, you wake up in your area, black, today, oh, it's just three people that keep themselves safe. So we thank God, Sha. That would have been our
Yeah,
story, but God
I
forbid,
know.
but in, yeah.
Subhanallah. In March, we had Desmond Elliot. He actually went to report children that were insulting. He said, "Do you know the amount of children that are cursing, insulting?" You remember where he did that
Yes,
borehole and people were.
No, but Kai,
He
no.
went.
Desmond Elliott is a disappointment to the Nigerian youthful.
Yes, he was a disappointment. I mean, he is a
Because Kinsan,
disappointment.
yeah,
People.
he is. No. With Nigerian youth, don't rate him at all.
Yeah.
Because this is somebody that was an actor. I don't know if he still acts,
He
King Henny.
still does once in a while.
You now got into you got into politics, a position where you can make impact. You could be the voice of the youths. But what happened was he went in there and he was one of the guys. It's really sad. And for him, with his level of literacy and exposure, to
Yeah.
come and be commissioning a toilet, no. Nigerians dragged him like Gen, like small Gen wire. They dragged him.
The team paid him very well. He had to go and report. He said,
"Can you imagine?" No. We don't read this, but Elliot, yeah, we don't do out here.
In April, remember Hakimi the with the brain. Hakimi.
But I hope you know that story was not true.
Really? I don't know. I didn't follow up.
It was fake, my sister. Who sat down and concocted that story? Come and see Nigerian men now. Very happy.
Very happy. Ah, this is what they like.
Yes. He's smart. Our guy.
Yes. I want to be like Hakimi. I'm sure some people went to
this. Was totally the same mute. Total silent. I share not like. His mother. Hey, she really tried for him.
He's still a child. That was the right thing to do. He was not up to age. Oh my God.
Wow. So many things happened in 2023 already.
I'm not even done with the year. In May, In May, remember, on close. Everywhere.
Is it colors or culos?
Oh, colors.
As we are not doing hard drugs,
We don't even know.
I think it's on colors.
I don't even know. The guy was just shouting, Oculus. Ida. There was on close. Everywhere you see on social media, you see them typing.
It really irritated me.
Yeah, I could not relate at all.
I got tired of seeing it.
I did too. Then in June, we have, oh yeah, you don't catch me. Does the trending on Twitter?
You don't catch me. It's the meme that really kills me. Oh yeah, you don't catch me.
Sorry. So our non-Nigerian listeners, I'm sorry, I can't explain any further.
But you could search for the hashtag on
X. You could search.
You could see what we're talking about. Yeah. It's all there. Thank God, the internet never forgets.
In July, we had groceries, floating berries, and sweetener.
Agari and granite. Nigeria.
Oh my goodness.
It was the beginning of Tunibus showing us shaking.
Exactly. That was when he started. Groceries, floating berries, and sweetness.
We're just confusing the foreigners. They say,
what is this?
Floating, floating berries. It's
Gary and granite too. In August, we had you go explain. There are no evidence. No evidence. In September, we now had Mubad's death.
That
was a sad one. In October,
sad one.
There was this trendy one: poor man picking and rich man picking. Poor man picking, good thing say. Then in November, we had Oladipo, another musician who died, but in his own case, he resurrected.
He faked it. I think he dropped a single.
I saw an interview for. He said he didn't fake it. That he was sick.
Why did his friend or whoever that announced it go ahead and said according to him
he said it was in his close circle that it was somebody close to him and that he's not even friends with that person again, that he was thinking did the person want him dead or what was the
dead.
It's a serious case within his
but
close
that's
circle.
That's really sad.
He was about to release an album and people were thinking if it was another strategy for him to sell the album.
It was an album. I even thought it was a single.
It was an album,
yeah, so, because I think somebody had done that before.
Yeah, it's Skibby now. Skibby.
I know.
So, but he was like, his album has already been scheduled to be released at that time that it was released. So even if he had died or not, it would have still been released. So there was a long explanation about that one. So, and in December, we had fake products where people were...
Just last month, where people were...
There was a lot of fake products.
Do you know the funny part of it? The funny part of it, bro, is like everybody had one or two fake products on their
Nobody was spared.
But the scary one for me, but apart from Amoy's and the rest, Fanta.
Fanta.
E-
I did see
all
Fanta.
These beverages, carbonated drinks, and Pepsi.
Fanta and Pepsi. Okay, I saw Maltina.
Yes. Oh, even Maltina.
Yes, I saw Maltina.
And another one I saw was, I think, was it in Abia or Anambra? Where was it, DAC or SON, Standard Organization of Nigeria? I don't know which of the agency were boasting some fake factories. They were producing fake alcohol. Come and see all these expensive NSC and the rest, fake ones. And you wonder why the rate of like kidney failures and the likes are rampant. Fake. Come and see the place.
One I don't like is drug. I don't like them tampering with drugs.
But sister, sorry, yo. The thing is, just try your best. If you can eat right, exercise.
Don't fall sick.
Do the rest. Don't fall sick. Don't fall sick.
Nigeria.
Don't fall sick in Nigeria. You try, and be prayerful. Most importantly, be prayerful.
Yeah.
Oh no. It was a joyful ride.
It was a joyful ride. That was a recap of 2023 and what went down. Alhamdulillah, it's all over. Wow. And now we are in a new year. It's but over. This new year, you see, this it started on the internet. I said, well, people should wait. Per circle, we started hearing bags, boss. People were fighting already. I said, what is it? It's a new year. Why? Let's start this new
year. But you forgot one thing, no? You forgot one thing, no?
Which one?
In your recap, and it's important. October,
Israel
genocide on Palestine, which is still happening.
Which is still happening. This is still happening. Yeah, oh my goodness.
You forgot that.
That's true. Which is still happening. It hasn't stopped yet.
Yeah, but it's a sad one. Took the internet a buzz.
Yeah.
And it's my goodness, it's still happening.
Oh my God.
It's still happening.
Still breaks my heart. Do you know how about 60 journalists were killed in that attack? 60 journalists.
Yes. They target them now because they know where each of them live. They wipe the whole families. They'll stand with your wife, kids, sometimes including you one time. I it's a sad one. I will get emotional. I don't even want to think about it.
But on the bright side, you know, Starbucks. People were boycotting Starbucks and they boycotted
a lot of brands.
Yeah, a lot of brands, but this
McDonald's.
Yeah, your top brands, they support Israel. Mm-hmm. And they boycotted it to the point that Starbucks is leaving Morocco. They are no longer going to run in Morocco. So boycotting products actually work.
I think was it the CEO of McDonald's last week came out and was like talking about the losses they have encountered just as this boycott thing started. So it works. It really works. I don't know how you'll be using your franchise to support genocide.
I know.
Oddly, what madness.
It's horrible. You sis, you didn't ask me for a prayer of the week.
You know, we're still going. We are still recapping. We have not started the episode proper. We are all gingered up.
Let's start the episode proper, guys.
Like I can see our listeners, Rashida.
Yeah.
It's like when you go for this school break, you come back.
You come back, you see all
and
your
you
friends.
See your friends.
Yeah.
That's the feeling.
That feeling
I'm getting. So yeah,
guys.
Anyway.
Let's start this episode proper. Welcome to 2024. Yes, let's say it together.
Welcome to 2024.
Whoa.
You know, we've not done an introduction.
We've not done an introduction.
In our excitement. What's your name? Who is this woman? I don't know you.
In our excitement, we didn't do an intro. Let's do an intro midway of this podcast. Yes, yes. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Chill Sister podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yosis Ladu, as always, but today, something different. I'll be recording live from Maiduguri, Nigeria. Homeland.
Our prayer of this week, Yusis.
I'm ready.
Our prayer of this week. Ya Allah, safeguard our tongue. May it not put us in trouble or hellfire. May it not put us in hellfire.
Amino.
Yeah, Allah safeguard our tongue. I picked up a book. That's where I had this inspiration of this dua.
It's a good one.
And it was talking about the tongue. Apparently,
wow,
this tongue can destroy you. Your mouth can scatter you. Your mouth can take you to hellfire. When one of the companions of the prophets were asking him that what is the thing that can take you to fire? He held his mouth and pointed at the tongue. He said two things can take a man to hellfire: his tongue and his private parts. And I'm like, hey, this mouth. So there are some people that cannot say good things with their mouths.
Yeah.
There are some people that this mouth is just no filter. Apparently, this can take you to hellfire. I'm like, okay.
Well, think about it now. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, whatever the prophet says, like, is always in depth.
Mm.
That's why we have the edits.
Mm.
And we have explanation, like the translation and the, yeah, explanation. But there's another word for you where they break it down for you to explain everything.
Yeah.
Kingani is always in depth. So when they say the tongue, think about it. Just think how small now. Wars start because of the tongue.
Mm.
Nations crumble because of the tongue. Relationships break because of the tongue.
One part of the book was talking about, it says the tongue, even between husband and wife, that the tongue is what really destroys marriage. Sometimes it's even the tone, how you say it, that becomes a problem. How you raise your voice. The next person you're talking to, there's a way he's going to perceive it. There's a way he's going to interpret it. The way you raise your voice, the way you talk. I'm like, God. And when I read the book, I was trying my possible best. I'm like, okay, you know where you read something in the first few minutes and hours and days, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to, like, okay, let me
imbibe the lessons from this book. Yeah,
I can't be reading this book without going through it, and I'm holding myself. Then the boys do something. I'm like, I'm trying. You people should leave me. You people know how
don't
to
push
perform
me.
Stop provoking. Don't provoke me. Allow me to practice this thing in peace.
You know, and it's not easy. It's not easy. You have to be
especially
intentional about
for
it.
Women. Especially for women. This is our weapon.
It's not easy. Yeah, it's true what you said. I can remember one of the sheikhs that was giving fatwa. I think it was advice for married couples, but this particular one was directed for the men. He said, as a man, he was narrating to the congregation what a higher malam advised them.
Okay.
That if you want to have a peaceful home, one of the things that you do is whenever something happens in the home and the wife is ranting, even if she's breaking down, just keep silent. Let her finish. And that's it. Allah bakiyakuri. And that's it. I'm like, look at wisdom. These are older men, you know, well read in the deen. But it was the same Malam or Rashida that was telling men that when you wake up, you are the one that you're supposed to go and greet your family, not the other way around. And he was the one that was telling men that if a woman, if you peradventure you want to add another wife, she has the right to decide whether or not to live with another woman, another wife.
Yeah.
Remember, and when they were shouting, shake, shake, stop saying it. He said, you remember?
Yeah.
So it's the same shake. It's the same Malam. Look at it. These are people that are wise and they're telling you this. There's proof and everything. But, you know, which brings me back to what you said, especially women. Everybody knows we are created differently.
Of course.
The good thing is the woman will rant and most of the time she can enter with you.
Yeah.
She just needed to, like, have that
point out.
That's it. The tongue. God help us, Rashida.
God help us with the tongue. Yeah.
No. It's true. But since you didn't mention the private part, I'll leave that one.
I mentioned the private part.
No,
now.
Your prayer was for the tongue. That's why I was focused on the tongue.
But when the prophet was talking about the tongue, he said the tongue and the private part. So it goes hand in hand. So I think
they go hand in hand.
Women, they will control their private part more than. But you see, this mouth, they don't need to control it.
My sister.
We don't
the private part,
part.
As in, but the wisdom is too much. This too. Just these two.
Just these two. The book went further to talk about backbiting too.
The tongue again.
It said there's this woman, she's fasting, giving zakah, she's praying, she's like everything is on point.
But
she's a queen of backbiters.
Mm-hmm.
And when they asked about, you know how they always ask questions, and they asked about, okay, this lady, she does this, she does that, she does this, she's perfect in her deen. Do you know what the reply was? That she's a woman of fire. It got me scared, though. It got me scared. I say, May Allah make it easy for us. So this is a 2-in-1. I said a prayer and I read the book, but I didn't give the recommendation of the book.
Okay.
This book I'm talking about is Rekindle Your Life, Inspiring True Stories by Dr. Muhammad Arifi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
I would love to cop one.
Yeah. It's talking about how powerful the tongue is, and it tells lots of stories. He's saying, guide your tongue. Just talking about backbiting and how your powerful the tongue can be. How the tongue can, like you said, destroy the unimaginable. So,
yeah,
that's what I'm currently reading.
Can you imagine? You didn't ask me if I'm reading anything.
Oh, sorry.
You see this life?
Yeah. Are you reading anything?
You don't even believe what I read.
What did you read?
Or what I'm reading.
What are you reading? Please tell me.
Let me show you so that you tell them. It's not me. Then I'll explain why.
Stop it. Eze goes to school. Unbelievable. I truly cannot believe what you're reading. Eze goes to school. This is a literature, legendary literature book. We all read that growing up in school.
What happened was, wait, there's a backstory.
Okay,
there's a backstory.
I'm all ears.
I was in this shopping mall, wanted to get this traveling bag. Rashida, I was trying to make a payment. Right across me, what did I see? The shelf of books that they're selling. Eze go to school. Aaron, my childhood memories just came flooding in King. And I felt some sort of excitement.
Ooh.
Well, like, I just went straight. I just wanted to read it. When I brought it, I was like, please add this. He was not looking at it.
Look at me.
Kabadipa, you know?
Probably
I want to read it again.
Wow.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
I wish you could. I was so giddy. And then I got it. And that's what I'm reading.
Oh, that's amazing. No, that's amazing. That's
book
amazing.
Now, book now.
Book now, book. Yes.
A lot of moral lessons to be learned there.
Yeah.
Be laughing at my book. I recommend Eze go to school to everybody, please. Recommendation is recommendation.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, wow. That brings back lots
of memories.
If I had
not shown you now, you think I'm kidding.
I know.
It's even beside me.
Yes, since we watch something together, let's do a movie recommendation.
We did. Unplanned also. I might add that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We watched A Tribe Called Judah. No.
Yes. How was it? How did you enjoy it?
I did.
It was a fantastic.
Ask me who my favorite character is.
Who was your favorite character? Let me see if it's my same one. Testimony.
Chama.
I knew that's what you were going to say. I was going to say that.
Really?
I was going to say that on testimony.
Chairman ate his part, his role.
No.
I respect
him. I was laughing all through that. The moral of that, this thing that I took away, I don't know if it's the same thing for you, is the fact that she had 5 different boys from 5 different men.
Yeah.
And you could see that she loved them equally. You could see that they didn't have much, but they grew up in love.
And they loved her to die too.
They loved
with
her.
With all their flaws.
Yes.
They knew that.
She made sure their mom was a no-go area.
She's there for them.
Yes.
She loved them and they loved her back.
My take from it was that you don't have to have much, but when you raise your kids in love, it goes a long way.
Yeah,
some of these kids are not asking for much. They are not asking you to give them heaven and earth. They just want to know that my parents love me and are there for me and will stand by me no matter what. Somebody comes to tell you that this your child did so and so. You are not going to say, oh, I know that she can do this. I know she's the one that did it. You're going to stand and support your child. child 100%. I'm not saying, okay, there's two ways to look at this now. You know, some people interpret it that I'm saying that, oh, if your child is a bad child, you come and you know. I'm talking about an adult child now. Mm. That your child knows that no matter what, there's love at home and they can go back to their parents no matter what. You're not scared that my parents are not going to support me, or you're already thinking what parents would do in a certain situation. I saw that and it was beautiful to see. And
explaining your point further, in the movie you could see that, for example, the child, his hand is always itching,
to steal.
You could see she will identify each child's fault, address it at home, admonish them at home still. So there's no denial there.
Exactly.
For them, tell them that what you're doing is not right, try to change, always tell you to change, but we're there for you. Do you understand? That's what I got.
And you can see that because they all grew up in love, she loved her kids. You can see that even within themselves there was that love. They could stay and they were not fighting each other. Can see
the
that
only time they fight is if you do something that affects the mother. Because they were protective of her.
Yes. No matter what happened, as a unit to, like, I love the storyline. It was an amazing watch.
I saw why it was breaking all the records.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Made sense.
They really tried. Yeah, it was sense. Funny. It was emotional. Yeah, it was
I teared up at the end where they were I hate goodbyes.
You're not supposed to see it. Anyway, by now our listeners know you with spoilers.
Leave me alone. I cried at the end, though. I cried. I say, I hate goodbyes. And when they were saying goodbye, it was heartbreaking. It was and it was a beautiful ending too. We didn't need to know what happened later, but it was a beautiful ending. Ended well. I'm happy for that.
I would recommend, recommend.
Yeah, highly recommend.
The Tribe Called Judah.
Try and watch it. It's in cinemas nationwide.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Wait. I wanted to maintain my cool. Why were you laughing? This new year, you have started exposing yourself.
On a more serious note, no more jokes, no more laughing now. Let's talk about this. Yusus, during the break, there was a story of a girl, Hapset, who stabbed husband's friend. It was a sad story. She stabbed her husband's friend. And what happened was that when we're getting to the root of the story and all, we found out that the guy she stabbed was not her husband's friend, but her old boyfriend, who was living with them.
Yes, the whole story was shrouded in secrecy, Rashida. And the explanations,
I didn't even understand what was going on.
She wanted to off herself. He stopped her. Then he went back to the living room upstairs to sleep. I don't understand. Is he your brother? I don't know.
Is that why is it shocking?
Why were you guys? They were living.
Is that one that is surprising you? They were living in the same house. The husband built a house. And he was living in the same compound with them. He had a section in their house. And this was apparently her old boyfriend.
Okay, I could understand the section, Rashida. Kengani, at least, different from the main house. But they said he was in there upstairs. The story was she had psychological issues that she has tried to commit suicide a few times. Then she wanted to do that again and he stopped her. Why are the two left alone? That's what I don't understand.
Apart from that, where are we seeing pictures of her and him going to Hajj and Umrah? Is he Umrah?
My sister. Taking pictures.
The stories that...
They went for pilgrimage. We don't know if it's Hajj or Umrah, but that's a picture that has been circulated. And I saw an interview with the guy's dad. You know, I think he had a surgery and his parent came to see him and went back. They live in Bauchiko? Was it?
Yes, they live in Bauchi.
That's the parent.
Yeah.
The parent went to see him in Kano and they went back. Few days later, I think, or is it few weeks? That's when they called them in the dead of the night that their son has passed. Due to his recent surgery.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. That's what the dad said, because he saw his son, they spoke and all that. Then he now dropped another bombshell that the guy is owing the lady's husband some money, which he was supposed to pay last year, August, Pam, Igo, September, Shuru, October. So he was just forwarding the payment date. So his dad is thinking it's because of that money, because He said it's a huge amount of money. So what I don't understand, how can you be living with a man that you can borrow a huge amount of money and you don't have a house of your own? And Rashida, this story is not adding up. Only the three people involved.
It's not adding up.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't add up.
And when you see the video of the lady, I believe Gaskiatan had a mental issue. She doesn't look disturbed.
Yeah.
It's like she's also confused. She's not sure what happened. I don't know. But why? What I don't understand is, anyway, these things, they happen so fast, you won't know what to expect or experience when they happen. You have to hide the whole thing.
Yeah,
trying to bury him and all that.
I saw a malam talking about it, and he said he doesn't understand the whole dynamic. One, why is this guy living with them? Two, why is he going to Umrah with her? Three, why is he living? They understand that there's a business happening, but why is he in their house? Somebody that is not related to them, he's not the brothers. Why is he there? What is happening? There's a lot of things I don't even understand it. May Allah grant him Jannah. May we not be in situations where we can't explain or we don't know what will happen.
I know, it's sad.
It's sad. So sad. What is our slogan for this year? We no grief for
anybody.
Police have come out to say that this slogan that we are using we should better stop using it. That if they hear anybody using this slogan, they will deal with you. Ami has come out to say that no grief for anybody. So we don't know who want to follow now.
Ami, confused. The police is confused.
Or Ami, who are we going to follow? Yeah.
I'm following the Ami. No grief for anybody.
No, I'm following the Ami too.
The thing is, the slogan means... The slogan means different thing to different people.
People.
So you cannot just come and say, it sounds like a revolution slogan. What nonsense.
Yeah, we have serious things to do.
They are confused.
So, I'm following the army.
I'm telling you,
army will protect me more than the police. So,
Rashida, don't forget the police is your
friend. It's your friend.
Don't forget.
Since we are running out of time. But before we go,
when I was enjoying myself,
I know. You are the one that actually, I was sitting down on my own, jelly, enjoying my holiday, minding my business, and you just sent me.
What is it?
They sent me a news of a lady after collecting people's money for after collecting people's money for contribution. So it said that woman holding contribution money in Aba reportedly loses her memory, can't recognize anybody. I say,
In her defense,
is contribution.
You know, it can be true, but Ashida, things are happening. And she waited until people start to come and collect their money. She said,
I cannot remember people. I've lost my memory.
Long sorrow. Who is this? Who are you? I don't know. Who is talking?
So what's going to happen? If she has lost her memory, she will bring out the money. She must have written it somewhere. There's no way before she lost her memory.
Somebody that has forgotten people, will she not remember where she kept the record? Yusuf. Are you not getting the gist?
Another point. I'm just trying to see how we can solve this situation.
Hey, God forgive Nigeria. We can do.
No.
Can you say you forgot?
How can you? Anyway, guys, thank you for listening this far. We really appreciate
you.
We are glad you're back with us this year. I hope this year we give you back-to-back episodes. We are hoping
no grief for anybody.
We are not going to grieve for anybody. We will try as much as possible to bring more guests.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to like.
Thank you.
Share.
Like, comment, share.
Subscribe. Please do all the needful. Do all the good stuff for us.
For me, as always, recommendation. Tell us where you think we should improve, topics we should discuss, and whatever. We are all ears.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.